Greetings, listeners, and welcome back to The Daily Ghost. I am your host, Seamus McKillian, and I hope you guys enjoyed that last episode. I wasn't really sure what I was getting into when I was reading that story. It was a very interesting story, and I'm glad that I did read it. Had a lot of fun doing it, but it was, we're going to get better as we go, I promise. But this is going to be another interesting one. I have a really cool story picked out already, and we're going to get to it, man. I'm going to try to give you guys as much material as possible, as much content. I'll be trying to release an episode, if not every day, every other day, just because this is inspiring, man. I like seeing these independent writers on Creepypasta, and, you know, I love seeing these independent artists and writers and creative minds making up such amazing stories and also just telling some true stories over here on Creepypasta. You know, the website actually offers stories from other places, and today doesn't actually have an author, so we don't actually have an author to shout out for you guys or give you something to look for, I guess. But I will give you the link to this actual story in the podcast episode description. So just click that little drop-down arrow, and you will see what I'm talking about there. But welcome again to The Daily Ghost, man. Let's get this started. Alright guys, so today's episode, like I had mentioned at the start of the show, is, it's unnamed. It does have a title to the story, but it does not have an author. But we're going to try and do it much spookier this time. I'm going to try to really get into this. You know, the lights are dimmed in the recording area right now. You know, really trying to get a good vibe going to tell this story. And, you know, it's a shorter one, but it's going to still be done with a lot of taste. You know, I'm going to do as much justice to the story as I can. Like I said, thank you guys so much for already listening. It just means so much that this is working. If you guys have stories, you know, that you want to tell, go ahead and record yourself, man, and send it over to thatdailyghost@gmail.com. You can always find that the link to send your stories in the episode descriptions, man. Just record yourself into your phone, send the MP3 over to me. I'll do the rest, and you will definitely get a huge shout-out on the show if you're a fellow podcaster. Even if you're not a podcaster and you might write stories or you might like reading stories. You know, anything. Doesn't matter what you do, man. Record yourself, send it over, and you'll get your own episode for the show. I'll merely do a introduction and let people know what's going on in the episode, and then you're on your way. It's your show. You can shine and do whatever you want. And feel free to make comments about the story as you're reading. Don't feel like you have to read it like, you know, you would be reading it in your head, or you're trying to be theatrical or dramatic. You can read it however you want. And if it's a weird story, feel free to make a comment about it, man. That's the whole point of it. This is a comedy podcast, you know. We're down to make people laugh for some of the craziness in these stories, and we know that it's all there. But today, the story we're getting into today is actually called Afraid of the Dark. And we're going to get into that right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do it. Afraid of the Dark does not have an author, but we're going to get into this right here. Let's do this. When he woke up, the young boy only recognized the growing sense of thirst from within his dehydrated body. He licked his parched lips and slipped out of the covers, his body suddenly hit by the cold air stitched into the seams of the oppressive darkness ahead. His body quivered as he reluctantly embraced the chill temperature and made his way to the door. Jumping with each step as small creaks were produced from the weight of his foot being placed upon the oak floorboards. Although the noise was faint, it sounded deafeningly loud in contrast to the dead silence surrounding the petite child. Five fingers curled around the bronze-colored doorknob ahead, and they steadily turned it until a small click was heard. A tiny hand was then placed against the wooden door, coated in a fine layer of white paint, and with a gentle push, the barrier between the safe haven of a child's bedroom and whatever lay beyond was removed. The young boy shivered as a new draft of icy air entered the room. A brand new wave of darkness seemed to rush through the doorway and engulf the area, its color resembling that of tar. Summoning all the courage he could, he placed both feet firmly on the beige carpet that embellished the ground. His eyes glared at the corridor before him. It appeared lengthier at night than during the day. He could imagine elongated arms melting from the walls on both sides, grasping at his clothes. He could envision dozens of spiders dropping from the ceiling, several landing in his hair, and others crawling on the surface of his body. Shaking his head, he banished such thoughts and proceeded down the hallway. The hair on the back of his neck stood up as the boy walked past the room where his parents soundly rested in their comfortable bed. There was no turning back, and even if he wanted to, his craving for a drink to sedate his growing dehydration only grew. He carried on still, finally reaching the end of the endless path and found himself in a clearing. By then, his eyes had grown somewhat accustomed to the dark, and he could make out a few pieces of furniture and a television set. The boy slowed his pace and gulped nervously. A sense of peril entrenched the room. He found that shadows would dance in the corners of his eyes, only to disappear once he turned his head in their direction. The darkness seemed even more foreboding than it even ever had now. He desperately wished to run to his parents like he had so many times before. Still, he remembered how they had always told him there was nothing to be afraid of. They explained numerous times that the young imagination would always come up with ways to scare him. But he had to learn to be brave and overcome the fear he would often encounter at the hands of his own mind. Thus, the boy's mind was set on proving to his mother and father that he wasn't afraid anymore, and he carried on. He confidently walked forward, repeating what his parents said with each stride. After taking a few steps, he heard it from behind him. The boy could make out the sound of footsteps, the rhythm conflicting with his own. As he stopped, so did they. His heart began beating faster than before. Had it been in his mind, playing tricks on him again? He resumed his steady pace, and this time, the only footsteps he could hear were his own. As the boy neared the kitchen, he found himself standing completely still once more. Figures and shapes yet again found themselves located in the corners of his eyes. He attempted to take a few deep breaths in order to calm down. It was just his imagination, right? He tried his hardest to assure himself on that. But somewhere, in the back of his mind, he doubted it. And the growing sense of fear showed as he walked even faster. He kept his eyes focused ahead, not daring to look behind him for even a second. The offbeat footsteps returned once more, and the child responded by going even faster. He felt the wind start to pick up and brush his face as he realized how quickly he was moving. He was certain that his imagination was causing him to hear the footsteps on his tail and the forms appearing in the corner of his eyes. He was certain that his imagination was the reason behind his deepest, darkest fears, which were beginning to make their presence known within his soul. He knew for a fact that only his imagination could make his heart beat the way that it did, and soak his palms in a thin layer of sweat. His parents would never lie to him, would they? Regardless of what he knew to be true or not, he was close to arriving at his destination. He began a full sprint as he felt the darkness clutching at his ankles and arms. He could hear the footsteps aimlessly walking around, and more illusions of figures accompanied them. The boy had one hell of an imagination, and he had one thought racing through his mind. He needed to find a light switch. He was desperate for light that would illuminate his surroundings, driving back the treacherous night and whatever creatures live within it. Their sole purpose in life, to capture him and munch on his bones. He was so close, just a few feet away. The boy leaped forward and pushed a small lever upwards, soaking him and the area in warm, much appreciated glow. He sighed deeply, relieved to be out of danger at last. However, before he could even move, his heart stopped and his eyes widened. Behind him, he heard a voice, most unfamiliar. It was rough, guttural, and moist. and it echoed throughout the entire house.
Finally, I can see you.
Wow, guys. That was our tale. That was our tale for the day. How creepy. That was very strange. And I can honestly feel like I put myself in the author's position as well as the characters in the character in the story. You know, that kid being terrified of the dark as a child myself, you know, like most kids, you know, it was really relatable, man. This is an intense story. Short story, but nonetheless, still very, very good. Very ominous, man. Love that stuff. I wish I knew who wrote that story, but it was fantastic nonetheless. Like I said, I will try to put I will always be trying to put the links to these actual stories. Sorry, I bit my tongue. But trying to put these links to the story in the episode description in case you want to read it on your own or give the author praise. Whatever you want to do, doesn't matter. But if you like the show, man, you like that story, you like what I'm doing here, get over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. Say whatever you want, man. That stuff just, it's important, man. It helps the show get noticed. Also, thank you just in general for listening, man. You guys are fantastic, and I love doing this, and it's so fun. Do not hesitate to send your stories over to thatdailyghost@gmail.com. Just record yourself reading a scary story, and you're going to get a whole podcast episode to yourself, man, dedicated to yourself. You know, I'll talk about you, you know, before the episode starts, give you some introductory stuff, and, you know, the episode will be yours. It'll be awesome. Like I said, thatdailyghost@gmail.com. Episode in the episode description, guys, there's going to be the link. You know, you can send it right over to that email, and you know, eventually it'll get on there, and you will know. Believe me, just leave your name, and I will put your episode out there, I promise. But thanks for listening, guys. As always, I am Seamus McKillian. Good night.